Weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest will continue to be mostly favorable for late-season farming activity, even though we will have to deal with some short-term bouts of precipitation once in a while. Most of the precipitation that is slated to move across the region is not likely to persist for very long and will most likely see only light amounts of precipitation as a result of each event. The bottom line is that we'll be able to be in the fields and working a lot more than we'll be sitting on the sidelines, and that's the most important bottom line for most of us across the region. Harvest progress is obviously working its way close to a conclusion across the region, and as we move through this next two-week period, more progress will be made. There will be some areas that will be disrupted by the precipitation a little bit more than others, but I don't believe anybody will be set back to the point where we have to worry about not getting back into the fields anytime real soon. So the end result here is still a very favorable one, and we will have temperatures working in our advantage as well. The afternoon highs will likely be above average for the next 2 to 3 days, and then we'll see a return to normal temperatures, but there shouldn't be any colder than usual conditions across the region anytime soon. High temperatures today will be mostly 60s and 70s throughout the majority of the Midwest. Temperatures tomorrow mostly upper 60s and 70s again. There may even be a couple of extremes near 80 degrees in the southwest, and the same will occur on Thursday afternoon with again upper 60s and 70s most common. But on Thursday, we'll start noting some cooler conditions in the northern U.S. plains, and that cooler bias will begin to shift eastward as we get out into the day Friday and continuing on Saturday. Eventually, our temperatures will become more seasonable across the Midwest, meaning highs will be in the upper 40s and 50s across the north, and mostly in the 50s to around 60 degrees in the south. The lowest temperatures this week will be occurring at the end of the week and during the weekend. During that time period, we'll see the lows dropping down into the upper 20s and 30s in the northwest, mostly 30s in the rest of the region. And in contrast to that, the low temperatures tomorrow morning and perhaps again on Thursday morning will be mostly in the upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. Precipitation prospects are going to be with us periodically. The first opportunity for rain across the region will most likely occur as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. This precipitation event is not likely to be a very substantial one, but it will have a disruptive property to some of our farming activity. The showers on Wednesday will be mostly erratic and confined to the western Corn Belt. Coverage may only be around 35%, and it looks like the wettest day will be Thursday when the precipitation reaches the Mississippi River Basin area and shifts to the east. At that time, we may see some 1/10 to 3/4 inch amounts of moisture occurring in some locations, but it will be erratically distributed. Cooler air will settle into a big part of the Midwest at the end of this week, and some instability showers will come with the cooler air, but not much in the way of meaningful precipitation is likely. A few snow showers, though, will be possible in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. We'll look for Brazil's weather to continue mostly favorable as we move forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend. There will be a decline in precipitation across many northern areas as we go through this period. Eventually, there will be nervousness in the marketplace once again about the lack of precipitation. But for right now, soil conditions are just about ideal for planting and emergence, and we'll continue to see this property continuing for at least the next several days. This time next week, though, there will be a lot of chatter out there about drying conditions and the need for greater rain across many areas in Mato Grosso, Goiás, and some other states in the northern part of the country. Argentina's weather will continue mostly favorable, but it too will see some drying properties as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.